Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right. We're into it a little early this morning, Matt, because sometimes you need a little more time to answer questions.
You know, Pat, I like to be thorough.
Oh boy, are you ever?
Yes, I like to explore all avenues to make sure I've got a good answer for you.
We have a theme today.
Ooh, a theme.
Yep, we have a theme. Might be in relation to the big game this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Okay, would you rather Wednesday? Questions are all propped up. They're ready to rock and roll. Don't be looking at them.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay.
I can't read from that far away.
Okay, good. Good. Neither can I, but...
He's going to try.
I'm going to try. Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather watch the Super Bowl in front row seats or in a luxury suite?
Boy, front row seat would be pretty cool. I mean, you'd be right up on the action.
You'd smell the sweat.
Yeah. I mean, and plus, you're right there. You're... Nothing's in front of you except history. Whatever that game ends up being.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a couple of security guards.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Wouldn't advise jumping on the field either. That would not be advisable.
Front row seats or in a luxury suite? I mean, what comes...
Luxury suite would be pretty cool.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. What do you... I've never been in a luxury suite.
You get food, Pat. That's the first one, yeah.
Food, okay.
You get lots of food.
Yep, don't have to climb up the stairs.
If it's cold outside, you don't have to, you know, all those mainly Super Bowls are played in... indoor stadiums, retractable roofs, or in warm weather cities, so there's not much of that to worry about.
Okay. What else?
Bathrooms are close by.
Oh, bathrooms.
Yes.
Nice.
Especially for me, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And along with the food comes...
Beverages.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're going to need a bathroom. Mm-hmm. Yes. A lot of conversation, though. People talking and jaw-jacking and driving me nuts. I just want to watch a game.
Exactly.
No different than, you know, and if you had front row seats, chances are you're going to be at least one person that you know will be to one side of you. And you don't know the other person. It could be like an opposing fan who's obnoxious.
That's true.
And you want to, like, jack him in the pie hole.
You know, Pat, I mean, I'm on the fence here about that front row seat, but at the same time, that luxury suite with all the amenities, you know, might as well take up that hospitality room itself and just enjoy.
Chances are you might run into a celebrity.
Yeah, who knows? You're on the you're on kind of that big level there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Might so run into Pat Kohler.
What are you going with?
I'm going to go with the... nice suite.
You're going to go with the luxury suite?
Luxury suite.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same. That sounds kind of fun, actually.
And you don't get to miss the commercials that way, because they have TVs on.
Mm-hmm.
So look at that. You can see all the good Super Bowl commercials.
Perfect. Question number two. Would you rather wear to your Super Bowl party a Patriots or Seahawks cheerleading outfit complete with pom-poms?
So, Pat, every NFL team is a little different variation. So we're going to look up both, kind of get the look there. I mean, the Patriots, just because, you know, do I really want to see them win a seventh Super Bowl?
Patriots cheerleaders or Seahawks cheerleading outfit complete with pom-poms?
You know, they do have some nice warm ones for the cold weather with the Patriots.
But you just said it's indoor.
Seahawks. Yeah,
or but, a warm weather city.
Yeah, so, that's true. Because it is out in Santa Clara, California this year. Let's see the get-ups at least.
Matt's looking up the outfits, the cheerleading outfits for both teams.
You know, I got to do my research thoroughly. You know, these are multi-million dollar decisions.
Right. Why is it taking so long?
I don't know why. There we go. I got them. All right. You
can,
know, Pat,
can you describe them? Describe them.
Well, here you go. The would it be the female cheerleading outfits or the male?
No,
that you want me
to
wear.
No, oh, let me rephrase the question. Patriots or Seahawks female cheerleading outfit?
Okay, because there's
complete
also
with pom poms.
Some of the you know, guys that sometimes hold them up and all that stuff.
Sure.
So you want me to wear?
Yeah, it's a guy cheerleader.
Yeah, you want me to wear the female attire? Okay, so the female Patriots cheerleaders, they've got kind of like this.
What color are their shorts?
Well, it's not shorts. It's like a skirt that's kind of got flared out.
Okay, what color are the bottoms?
Well, it's Patriots color, so it's red and blue and a little bit of white around it. So it's kind of, you know, like Patriots.
How about the tops?
The tops are kind of like, let's see, some sleeves that come down to like the elbows and all that.
What color?
They're blue, looks like, you know, kind of like that navy blue, and then they've got, like, stars in red around the elbows there at the end of the sleeves. Let's see what the Seattle Seahawks one looks like. Seahawks one is kind of more...
So let me
it's kind of like, has, like, two-tone with that neon green and the blue.
Are either of them low-cut?
Low-cut.
As in... Does it come down in the front?
I don't see it on either one, no.
It's not showing any cleavage is what I'm asking.
No, I don't want to deal with it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't really have much to work with anyway there, so, you know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, from the picture I saw last Friday, you're
That's a muscular peck. I mean, but there's not much to work with in terms of, you know.
It's considered cleavage for both men and women.
Oh, okay.
But, all right, so neither one of them are showing any cleavage.
Yeah. You know, Pat, I might just go with the Seahawks because I just don't want to wear Patriot getup.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. I don't need to get too much into fashion here.
Is that kind of your team? Is that who you're rooting for?
You know, Pat, they've only won one Super Bowl, so yeah. Probably go with the Seahawks.
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah. That was a long way to get there.
Well, we're just having a conversation, Matt. Question number three. Question number three. Would you rather have a drunken makeout session with your Hollywood crush, Scarlett Johansson, and miss your team's winning score, or get a DWI on the way home from your Super Bowl party?
I really got to miss the score, the game-winning score. Oh, man.
Drunken makeout session with your Hollywood crush, Scarlett Johansson, and miss your team's winning score, or get a DWI on the way home from your Super Bowl party.
Well, I ain't getting a no. Hold on, let me rephrase that for a second. I'm not getting a DWI, or OWI. I'm going to have that drunken makeout session.
Operating while intoxicated, driving while intoxicated.
I'm not doing that.
Nope. You're not doing that.
Nope. I'm going to have that drunken makeout session.
With?
My Hollywood crush.
Who is?
Who you've determined to be Scarlett Johansson.
Is it somebody different?
I mean, I never really thought about one. I don't really have one, really.
You don't have a Hollywood crush?
No.
Huh. Can you guess who mine is?
Let's see. Gal Gadot.
Hell yes!
You've told me some things about her.
Just a very good actress.
Yeah.
So you don't have a Hollywood crush? Seriously?
I never really think about it, no. Maybe so, I just operate differently.
When you're watching a movie, you've never looked at it and go, wow, man. I'd
well,
really
yeah,
like
but
to...
I don't have like one singular whoa, whoa. Person that's
you
like,
multiples?
You
multiples?
Know... No.
What kind of a freaking orgy
no,
thing you got going
no.
on here?
What I'm saying is I'm, I don't, you know, I don't look at...
You don't look at it like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, okay. She's attractive, but
okay,
I don't
well, that's
go,
fair.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
go, you know... Oh, wow, that's my Hollywood crush. No, I don't really think about it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. You just think, she's really good in this role.
Yeah, that's okay. a great job,
perfect.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yep. I gotcha. Okay, so you're...
Craig's shaking his head over in the corner.
I didn't even have to look. Oh, man.
Huh. Maddie.
Bonus question number four. Question number four. Would you rather eat a ghost pepper every time your Super Bowl team scores a touchdown or moon your party crowd and yell, "Bite this, losers!"
Ghost pepper's pretty hot, right?
Ghost pepper is pretty hot. Ghost pepper, eat a ghost pepper every time your team scores a touchdown or moon your party crowd and yell, "Bite this, losers."
You know, if my Lions were playing in it and their
probably,
offense was like how it had been, I'd be in trouble because that'd be a lot of scoring.
And don't forget, if you're yelling that out, you kind of have to give your cheeks a slap at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
Bite this, losers!
Be quite the scene, you know? Showing off that moon. Probably going to go with the ghost pepper.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would go just the opposite.
I figured as much.
I would find the tallest table in the room... and drop trowel and yell, "Bite this, losers."
Yeah, Pat's talking out of his backside again.
Give him a slap.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. And there we go, Matt.
Yeah, I'd probably have a lot of milk afterwards, though, because I heard milk kind of calms down the ghost pepper
it
taste.
It can,
yeah.
Sure. It can. Any of that hot sauce or hot peppers, sure. Huh.
Steam coming out of my ears and nose.
Take a bite out of this Tennessee ham, you losers.
I can't get that image out of my head now. Of, you know, a lot of people, how they said they were scarred from Friday's AI
yeah.
image. Well, I'm a little bit scarred of thinking about you getting up, you know, deciding to give us the full look at the moon.
Full moon.
Yeah.
Blue moon.
The phases of Pat Kohler. It's full tonight.
Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.